Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, welcome back to Big Ten Media Days coming up at 5 o'clock on your Swatch Watch. Next segment will be in the news. No Toll Tina. She's at it again.
Of course she is.
I also have very big local TV news, Jace.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. We're losing a legend.
Oh, yeah, I did see this. Yeah.
That'll be in...
Tried to one up us yesterday.
He sure did.
He kind of
stole our thunder.
He really did.
Pulled a U. That'll be at the 4:30 segment. A little something we like to call in the news. But first, Damian Lillard is back in Portland. They had a kind of a weird press conference last night because Shake Voice Joe Cronin was up there, and he's like,
He's not
nice to have him back.
He's not the most dynamic public speaker.
And then Chance was up there, and they're asking him like, "Oh, well, how are you going to use Damian?" I don't know. He's not even going to play for a year. But look, it's a feel good moment for the city.
Yeah, they did the and I can appreciate this. How Damian Lillard fits in, that's a problem for future Joe Cronin and Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, they don't really care.
No.
They just like the win of it's a legacy play. Lillard's back. Everybody loves that. They're going to go watch him play when he's back, and that's great. They love him. Lillard's a legend.
Absolutely.
So here are a few things that he had to say. One, a lot of people were asking, you know, how it all went down in his relationship with Joe Cronin because he requested a trade.
Yeah, it was rough. There was some hurt feelings.
And the Blazers wouldn't trade him to Miami where he wanted to go. And so here was Dame on his relationship with the GM.
I think. Toward the end, I think it was a lot of misunderstandings and miscommunication. And when something like that comes up, you know, people are hurt. You know, I'm not saying nothing, and then I'm seeing things that were said by me. You know, and now I'm looking at things sideways. So I think more than anything, it was miscommunication and misunderstandings. And Joe and I never sat down and talked about that. You know, it just kind of sat out there and we let it be what it was. And I think that was the mistake. But I wouldn't say I was, when I left, I just was not a big fan of Joe. Me and Joe had a great relationship, you know, the entire time before he became GM and while he was GM. But I think at that time, you know, it was a hard time, you know, like I was moving on and things were being said, like I said, so it was more misunderstanding than anything. And the last game that we played here, you know, I went over before the game and I said hello to Joe. I said hello to Jody. And for me, I really wanted them to know that it was, you know, no hard feelings. You know, during that time when it was happening, sometimes when you're emotional, you handle things from a position of protecting yourself and not knowing what's going on, you know, on the other side. And then over time, you calm down and you figure it out. And, you know, I'm not a kid. So, you know, that wasn't hard for me to do. And it honestly wasn't even after that, it wasn't a long conversation to move past that. And I think that was because we never had a bad relationship where it was never a dislike or us not being a fan of each other, like you said.
Get how they miscommunicate that badly, you know, with their star player. Like, I mean, that's on the franchise.
Well, I understand, but some of that is whitewashing it. I mean, what clearly happened there is both realized that you had different agendas. Damian Lillard wanted to win and wanted to win right now. And Portland was going in a different direction. And miscommunication was probably talking out of both sides of your mouth. And Dame saying that I never want to leave. And Portland saying that they're going to go all in. It's one of those where you're both trying to keep the other one happy, but you want different things. And so I think that's how the miscommunication happens. And I think it was probably a little bit worse than what they're letting on there. But when you've put that away and you water under the bridge and you're reuniting, no one's going to be like, yeah, those sons of bitches. And the other side's not going to be like, this guy, you know, he screwed us over by only wanting to get him traded to one place. But I think from listening to people that were close to that situation, that was a little more contentious than they're letting on. But bygones be bygone. And you had two people, an entity, an organization, and Damian Lillard that needed to go in separate directions because they were looking at two different things.
Yeah, I mean, all that may be true. I just don't understand why you still can't sit down with your star and communicate directly.
Yeah.
Like that to me says bad management. He is your franchise. And yes, you understand that you have to part ways. So communicate that.
Yeah.
Talk it out.
Yeah.
Be a man. Yeah. Sit down and, you know, hash it out.
Yeah.
Tell him what you're thinking. But he's saying they didn't do that. And I don't think it's on him to do that. I think it's on the franchise to do that with him.
And I don't know why this is. Maybe it's just because uncomfortable conversations get weird and you're always afraid of a player taking the nuke option and blowing the whole thing up. But it feels like very few franchises clearly communicate with athletes.
I don't get that.
How many times have you heard, hey, I got traded and I didn't get a call. I found about it on Twitter, or they called me and 2 seconds later it was out on social media. I mean, this is like a tale as old as time. For whatever reason, franchises are not good at communicating with players when it comes to these sorts of things. And I do think it stems from, if you're honest with a player and you tell them what's going on and that player decides to blow up your spot, I think that can get uncomfortable and kind of tank trade values and all of that. And you don't want to get into a public peeing match with your star player. So I think all of those things kind of come in and muddle the waters.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be public, you know. But
it usually ends up.
Well, if he takes it public, then that's on. Then you have a reason to say, "All right, this has gotten ugly, and we're just going to do what we do." But otherwise, like it's not like you didn't like him.
No,
it's not like he didn't give you everything.
Yep.
He gave you everything. Yep. He is your franchise.
Yep.
And so I just don't think it's hard to just...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I don't know. Communicate.
Yeah.
Just talk.
Well, at least I'll give them credit for a couple years later, both sides being able to put all that crap aside because there were hurt feelings.
Well, they're lucky Dame's a good dude and,
yes,
and actually is emotionally intelligent.
And wants to be here.
You know,
because
otherwise, I think a lot of players wouldn't go back to
the
way they handled it.
No, absolutely not.
And here is Lillard on his rehab and expectations for this next year.
Me personally, I know how I'm going to approach the whole rehab process, taking my time. A lot of trust in the people around me, a lot of trust in the surgeon that I went to. We've stayed connected. And I think I'm going to return to form. That's just my true belief. I think I'll return to form. I think with this injury, a lot of the people that I've spoke to that have experienced the injury and come back for it, a lot of the surgeons that I spoke to, a lot of the PTs that I've spoken to have shared a lot of information with me. And a lot of it was encouraging for me. And I know what my assignment is to make that happen. And that's what I've been focused on doing.
All right. Well, you won't see him this year. Most likely, although they got a little weird about that question.
Yeah, there was
were laughing about that.
Yeah, Lillard kind of took the, you know, don't count me out sort of thing. But then he quickly said, as I've gotten older, I understand that it's about taking care of myself. That he is not going to play this year. He's not. It would be, you know, it would be a monument.
This season.
This season, yes. It would be a Cousin Eddie head sewn to the carpet sort of thing if you even attempted this.
So you'll see him on the court next fall.
Yes.
Fall of 2026. Yeah, yeah. But hey, it's great. Damian Lillard's back in Portland, baby. He's like a Portland legend. Yes. Cruising around on his jet skis down on the Willamette.
I've said all along, I do not think you have ever
given out free shoes.
An ambassador to the city that loves it here, that embraces it here, and that has been the quality of player. I think if you were to say all of the things combined, play on the court, because you got Walton, you got Clyde, and really I think it's just those three. It's Walton, Clyde, and Damian Lillard.
Brandon Roy had a little bit of it.
He did, but it was a short.
His career ended due to injury, and yeah. He was also a Seattle guy, which, you know.
But had Brandon stayed healthy, this is the sort of thing that Brandon Roy walked so that Damian Lillard could run, because it was the same sort of thing that just embraced the city and you couldn't ask more of it. But you're right, and that B-Roy, because of the way it ended, he didn't make his home here. The cool thing about Lillard is it sounds like this is going to be home, that he's not going anywhere. He will be a Jerome Kersey, Terry Porter fixture here for 20, 30 years, but at a much higher level because he's a top 75 player of all time.
All right, up next on In the News, we have a local legend retiring from television.
Yeah.
And I mean legend.
He's going to that lake.
And No Toll Tina has called a special session. We'll tell you what about coming up next. But first, here is Buck on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM.
I'm going to go to that lake.